This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
of blue
to the Paul Parent Gardening Club.
White.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, and I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we got right up to the end, and I know we were talking with Jill. Jill hung up. If you want to call back, we got open lines. I know you had another question. I apologize. But in the meantime, I do have another call on the line. Is that correct, Nathan?
Yes, sir. John's in Wrentham, Mass.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling. I think it might have a related to the drought issue we had last year. I have two trees. One is a peach tree, is probably 20 years old. And I planted it, so I know it's probably around that. And I get peaches every year, but this year I had no blossoms, and there's no little buds on it, like showing like fruit that's coming. So do you think that's just related to the drought, and I'll just have a year with no peaches?
So I think it's related to the drought, but I also think it's related to a very weird winter. So we had some warm temperatures, right, that popped up. And then we had some really cold right after it. And what happened is, and you're not the only one, because there's a lot of peach growers had their buds of the peaches get hit by a frost and fall off.
Oh,
right. So it's not something you could have prevented. It's just what ended up happening is, if you remember back, so I think it was in January, we had some crazy cold temperatures compared to the rest of the season where it was like one weekend. That was the weekend that, Mount Washington had like the record of like a negative 150 degrees. Like it was that bad, right? excuse me. So that weekend really slowed, really got everything an extra heavy-duty frost. And then within a few weeks, it started to warm up a little bit. We had a, like, two-day span where we had 80 degrees or close to 80 degrees, and then it just dropped again. And what happened was, is our plants started to wake up. The sap started to come out and start to work, right? Do its thing, come through the plant. And then we got a heavy frost. And so what happened is that sap started to go into the plants. Our buds started to form. And then we got that heavy frost. The sap kind of got, like, frozen. It didn't technically get frozen, but the idea of being just stuck, right? And from there, it didn't start moving again. And when it started again, like, a month later, it just was all backed up and kind of like exploded in some of the plants. and we lost buds, we lost flowers. You'll notice it. I noticed it on a lot of different plants. Didn't flower this year. And so I really think that's where the issue has been. I would, though, continue to water it, continue to take care of it like you normally would, right? And just continue to do that. Fertilize if you haven't, because we want next year to be a good year. Because I wouldn't be surprised is based off of the way it's happened this year, is next year your plant is loaded with flowers, loaded with buds, loaded with fruit, because it's gone through a shock period.
So the other tree is we have a ginkgo tree.
Yep.
And that's probably about 10 years old, and it's grown, it grows a lot during the year, and it takes its leaves, it takes them out kind of later than other plants.
Yep.
And then it drops the leaves. But last year was so dry, it dropped all its leaves by the end of August. They just fell off. They didn't turn color, they just fell off. And then this year, I have little buds on all the branches, but no leaves. And I took a small twig, and I scraped it, and it's still green, so it's still alive, and it's still pretty flexible. So do you think it's just going to go a year without leaves?
So I don't. If it's really green, like you said, it's green underneath there, you might actually see some of the leaves pop this year. Honestly, it's just the weather's been so up and down. Some plants don't know what's going on. If there's green behind it, it could just be saving its energy from like trying to push through. So I wouldn't, really worry about it. One thing I would do is fertilize it. Use like a tree tone on it if you haven't. And just fertilize it now because if we get warmer, it could just affect it. We don't want that to happen. But fertilize it, and you're going to notice it, maybe it leafs out. But as long as it's green under there, you should be fine. I really honestly don't think it's not going to form its leaves. I think once you start to see the warmer weather just stick around, it might be okay.
Okay. All righty. I think that's
Alrighty.
It.
Awesome. Okay, well, John, I appreciate the phone call. You have a great rest of your day.
Yep, you too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We definitely have some open phone lines. If you have some questions, definitely give us a call. We'll be here for another 2 hours, 45 minutes. So we got plenty of time. So if you do have questions, call us. But in the meantime, we're noticing a lot of our plants might not have flowers, might not do those things. The weather this winter is just crazy. It was just extreme. It's up and down how it's been. I mean, I saw something a little while ago that June so far, we're in June 11th, has been the snowiest June on Mount Washington in history. With more cold temperatures, it's probably going to be even more. It's June. So just something to be thinking about. Our plants are affected by all this, and the weather is just all out of sorts. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Frank's in Centerville, Mass.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Thank you. I got a follow-up question on planting a lawn.
Okay.
I planted it about a month ago. I used Black Beauty Ultra, and I put it on about an inch of compost. I didn't use any fertilizer.
Okay.
I was told that there's sufficient nutrition in the compost. So now I want to adjust the watering cycles. I'm watering it 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. But I think it's probably time to shift it to less often and deeper, but thought I'd get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, no, I definitely would. What time of day are you watering?
7 to 8, 12 to 1, 4 to 5 per hour.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously. I'm sorry.
It's all good. So I would like to see you do it earlier in the morning if possible. Or you have a system, or are you doing it?
I have sprinklers on timers.
Okay.
So I can do it anytime. Yeah.
I'd like to see you do it earlier in the day and for a little bit more time. So I'd look at maybe between 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 4 or 5 a.m., one of those. Like, I'd probably start at 5 a.m., go to about 6:30 if possible.
Okay.
6:15, one of those. And then you could do it again at 12. I don't like watering at the end of the day for a couple of reasons. One, we want the plant to have the moisture, enough moisture in the plant, the blades of grass, the root system, during the hot parts of the day. If we spread out our watering too much, and the hot part of the day, it's not going to have enough water, so it's going to, dry out a little bit and then look for water. And so it's going to stress out. Whereas if we have the water earlier, during those hot periods of time, our lawn will have the right amount of water and will not get stressed out. Whereas at night, it sits there, we have cool weather, cool temperatures, and it can actually open up the door for pathogens and diseases in the new lawn itself.
Okay.
Now, if you hang tight with me.
I can hang tight, sure.
All right, on the other side of the break, we'll help you out with some more info because there is more to it. Everybody else, phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Frank in regards to the watering of his lawn. So I want to take a step back real quick. I want you to I want to make sure we don't waste too much water and use too much water, right? So
okay.
There's this test out there. It's a very simple test. Your lawn is looking for about 2 to 3 inches of water per week. And so a tuna fish can is about an inch tall. So what I want you to do is an empty tuna fish can or something along the same lines. Leave it in the area when you water and see how long it actually takes to fill up. Right?
Okay.
This could take 10 minutes, could take 15, it could take an hour, depending upon the type of system you have. So from there, what I'd want you to do is find out, okay, so say it took a half hour to get to an inch. We're looking at an hour and a half to get 3 inches of water per week. So we could actually cut down the amount. So when I said an hour and a half, I wasn't even thinking. I was thinking an hour and a half total. So forgive me. I apologize. So depending upon the waterings, the sprinkler system that you have, it could take longer, could take shorter. So run it during the day where you're seeing it. Put that can out there and just kind of see how long it takes. So what'll happen is, so say it takes about a half hour to fill, right? So that's an inch in a half an hour. Now, instead of watering for a half an hour straight, what I'd like to see you do is water, start the sprinkler system in the morning, right? Water for, let's say, 10, 15 minutes. Let's say 10 for the sake of just the ease of math here. You'll understand in a second. So let it sit, water for 10 minutes. Let it absorb into the soil for about a half an hour. Then have another 10-minute span of water. Let it sit for another half hour. And then another 10 minutes, and then let it sit for the rest of the day.
Okay.
Because what it's going to do is, if we have too much water over the top of the lawn, the runoff could be, high. It could just run down an area, or it could just pool up in one area. What I'm worried about is saturating the roots too much all at once. But these are things I want you to do for the morning, because having the water in the lawn during the sunny part of the day is the best way to keep the lawn healthy. I also don't want you to waste too much water. So that's where that tuna fish can comes into play, right? So that's why I want you to just test it, see how much time you need, and try to do more of it in the morning, so that if it dries out, it has the cool period at night, not a dry period during the middle of the hot summer day. You know what I mean? So that it can dry out until the next morning, and then it gets the water again. Okay?
Okay. And the overall goal is how many inches a week?
About 2 to 3 inches a week. I think 3 is the way I'd go, especially with the sprinkler system. I think it's going to take some time because, a sprinkler system isn't just sitting in one spot, right? It's going all over. So it could take some time, and it could be more than half hour to fill. But that's why you do the test, so you can tell how long during the week you need to have that amount of rain or water.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. One other thing quick. Is there any kind of fertilizer or nutrients that you put on it right now?
How long ago did you put it down?
A month ago, the 14th, Mother's Day.
I mean, to be honest with you, I'd still look at putting the starter fertilizer down.
Okay.
How well has it done? Is it coming in pretty good? Or
it came in pretty good. There's some thin spots. I might have raked it in too deep in a few spots. But where it came in, it's really nice. A nice color green. It's a couple inches high now.
And you could use a starter, or you could use like a Milorganite or just a lawn fertilizer at this point. But if you do put more seed down to fill in those thinning spots, I'd definitely go with a starter fertilizer. I think it'll benefit the whole lawn. Okay?
Okay. That's what I'll do. Thanks a lot.
All righty. We'll be back.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
News update. Former President Trump hits the campaign trail speaking at 2 GOP state conventions after being charged with 37 felony counts. He is expected in federal court in Miami on Tuesday with his new team of attorneys. More now from correspondent Scott Carr.
Former President Donald Trump told a group last night in Georgia the charges are, in his words, among the most horrific abuses in the history of our country.
This vicious persecution is a travesty of justice.
For each of 31 documents agents say they found at his Florida home, Trump's being charged with one count of willful retention of national defense information.
President Biden is expected to hit the campaign trail next week for the first time since announcing he's running again. He hosted a pride event on the White House lawn.
You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. And you belong.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's going to be a beautiful day out there. Definitely a day to get out. Get out early, because it looks like temperatures might hit 80 later on, so it might not be enjoyable to get out there, considering we've had so much cool weather. 80 feels like 100 almost. We're at that time frame where we just haven't had enough time to process, right? Get our bodies used to the temperatures. We're still wearing sweatshirts, jeans, etc. out there. But today, tomorrow, looking like good days. More rain possibly in the forecast Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. It just keeps going. Anyways, looking after that, we're starting to see some warm temperatures. Once summer officially hits next week, not this week, we're starting into, but the week after, might actually get some normal temperatures for the time frame. So definitely, you know, it's coming. The weather is on its way. It's just taken longer than we expected to. It was so hard to do much of anything outside, especially if you work during the week. You try to do some work on the weekends, and it would be it'd just be rainy all weekend, so you couldn't mow the lawn. My backyard, now I'll admit it, was probably a foot tall, maybe a little bit more. I got to, like I said earlier, I got to cut it yesterday before the rain hit. And I wish, knowing that the rain was coming, I just cut it to the normal length that I would. It's a little higher than I do, just because I had some issues with the mower. But that's a different story for a different day. I would have loved to have been able to cut the lawn, right? We don't want the lawn to get so tall, because the rule of thumb, if you will, is to only cut by a third, maybe a little bit more, never cut more than half of the blades of grass, right? Because you can shock the lawn. So I went against everything that I usually do. But I know it's going to be okay because the rain that hit right after it kind of just freshened it up. But this rain has done one thing. It's made it so we just can't do all the normal things outside. We haven't been able to mow. Our lawns are greener than they have been, right? Because there's the soil moisture. But just remember, it could just stop raining at some point, like it did last year, and we could get into a drought. So keep that in mind. What I would be looking at doing is if you're planning on containers or if you've already done containers in your yard, adding soil moist to it. I know we have a lot of rain, a lot of moisture, but it could just stop one day. I want you to make sure that you put that in there so it holds the moisture in longer. I want you to look at the lawn and the garden. You can use that soil moist in the garden. You can use it in your perennial beds, those types of things. But for the lawn, I'd like you to look at the product called Hydratane. I've talked about it for a while now. But this Hydratane holds that moisture and pulls the moisture from the air into the soil itself to where the roots need it. And it will hold it longer. But here's the thing with both of these. They need to be part of the plant, you know, that soil structure before we get into a drought. Because as soon as we get into the drought, it's not pulling anything. There might be humidity in the air. It'll pull a little bit, but it's not holding it. It's not keeping it in there because these products need to be watered in to get to their full potential. And if we put it down during a drought time, it's not going to do anything. It's just going to sit there. It's not going to do what we're looking to. So you do it early, get the plan established, and then as the season goes on, it won't need to be watered as much. So just something to think about now, because if we do start getting those warm temperatures, and like I said, in the long-term 10-day forecast, not this upcoming week, but the week after, is looking like a steady high 70s, low 80s. It'll all change. It changes every day, the weather, so obviously. But temperature-wise, they get those pretty close. So next week is looking like it's going to start to warm up. Let's get our lawns watered and taken care of. Now, speaking of the lawns, you know, your second application should be coming through at this point if you haven't already. If you put your crabgrass control down late, or if you put a second crabgrass control, your second crabgrass control, maybe we're waiting on step two. But if you haven't done step two, time to do it still to make sure you get rid of those broadleaf weeds, right? Those weeds need to be growing in order for your second application to work, which is a, we call it a weed and feed, right? Takes care of weeds and feeds the roots at the same time. So if you haven't done it, this is time to do it. Another thing that I'd like to see you guys do, and I mentioned it a couple weeks ago, but if you had some really bad crabgrass this spring, now you had issues that, you know, you put the crabgrass control down, but it wasn't enough. It just couldn't do everything for you. I actually want you to look at putting crabgrass control down at the end of the season. And why is that? Well, simple, right? We can actually do this crabgrass control at a point where it will help for next season. And it will help prevent some of those weeds so that you're able to prevent early in the spring, right? Sometimes getting it done at that time frame will actually help you prevent crabgrass in the spring. So something to think about. The reason why I bring it up now is a lot of stores might put it away or put it in, if they don't have it, put it in storage, right? Some of them might be putting it on sale, right? It just, it could be. It's just get it now so you don't have to worry about it in the fall. Because it will take care of it. Some of the crabgrass control, right, can kill after as well. So this is why I'm discussing it. So we want to do it in the fall. We can do this, you know, late September, early October. Maybe it's your fifth application. But what this does is it helps prevent for the next season, helps getting it ready for the next year, so that you're preventing this crabgrass from getting out of control. So that's the thing. The crabgrass can be out of control this spring. You do some work to it, but doesn't control all of it. You want to look at doing some in the fall. The other thing you could be doing, right, if you're not seeding in the fall, looking at using corn gluten again. Corn gluten does have a fertilizer to it, and the majority of them, it's like a 10-0-1. So it's a light fertilization to it, but it's also going to help prevent the crabgrass or any of the crabgrass that could start growing at that point. Because there is some late season, right? Some real late season. This will allow that to kill those seeds so they don't overwinter in the soil and come back. So by doing this in the fall, we're preventing for the spring. I'd still recommend using a crabgrass control in the spring as well, but what's happening is we're cutting back the number of seeds that will germinate the next season. We're doing a pre-treatment for the pre-treatment, if you will. So the other thing is a lot of the weeds that we see in the lawn, it's better to control them in the fall so they don't overwinter in the soil and get into, sit in the soil so that next year they come back and germinate early. So we're looking at doing a few of these things at the end of the season. So just keep in mind, because right now some of those stores are putting that crabgrass control away. They're putting some of those other things away because it's done for the season. Right? Now, if you have some questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Plenty of time. If you have some questions, give us a call. It's a perfect time today to be outside and really just enjoy some time outside. Maybe get into the garden, whatnot. It's gonna be a nice one compared to the past couple days. There's been so much rain that you just don't know. You don't know what's up, what's down sometimes. So, anyways, another thing we should be thinking about doing is, like I had discussed earlier, was fertilizing. If you haven't, fertilizing your plants, right? Fertilizing the big shrubs, trees, if you haven't. You know, making sure they're taken care of, making sure they are ready to go for that season, because like I said, sometimes just the drought can affect it. Another thing, you know, this is patio pot type season, time frame, right? Because we're looking at, you know, if our plants didn't start to, produce the way we wanted, sometimes we look at adding you know, putting patio pots, like patio tomato, patio peppers, patio eggplant, that type of thing, right? So I want you to pick the right potting mix. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mixes indoors and out for all potted flowers and vegetables. You'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now we're going to take a break. When we get back, more gardening information for you on what to be doing in the garden this time of year and in the future. If you have questions, call us. 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvance science-based solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, one thing, you know, that comes with all this rain, right, mosquitoes, once we start getting, a little bit warmer, you'll start to see the mosquitoes starting to form. What's happening is areas that have standing water that have sat for about a week can create mosquitoes or the mosquito larvae, and then they come from there, right? So it's something we should keep an eye on. Something today where you go out, take a look at any of the wheelbarrows that might have been out or any buckets that are filled with water, any of those, and dump them out. Right? So that we can make sure that the mosquitoes don't actually form. But if that's not the case and water's been sitting for a while, there is a solution there. That's Summit Responsible Solutions. A couple weeks ago, we talked with Bill Stengel from Summit Solutions. Talked about mosquito bits. We talked about mosquito dunks, right? The mosquito dunks look like mini donuts. Don't eat them. But those little donuts go in standing water and they break down over time, getting rid of the mosquito larvae when they're small so they don't form into mosquitoes. It is toxic to all species of mosquitoes, right? And they last for about 30 days. Each dunk does about 100 square feet of water. And that's regardless of the depth. So standing water could be a rain barrel, could be a bird bath, could be, you know, planters, it could be saucers, could be a pond, in a fish pond in the yard. And that's fine. These are safe for that, not going to harm your fish etc. So something just to think about with all the rain that we've been having is protecting yourself to get rid of the mosquitoes. Now, that's the bits that let's get, you know, these are the ones to get early. There's other things we can be using. We can be using sprays, right? Right now, after it kind of dries out a little bit, use a spray, something along the lines of, there's the mosquito spray from Natural Alternative, right? Where you can spray the lawn, but you also need to spray into the woods surrounding or your shrubs and trees, right? Because once they have been, once the mosquitoes have formed and they're grown, they like to hide in cooler areas, and that's the woods. But what else is in the woods and in the plants? Start ticks. So that's why, you know, I bring up the spraying the woods, because these mosquitoes, along with ticks, are controlled the same way. So that product from Natural Alternative is organic. It's the Organic Mosquito Tick and Flea Control Spray. It's definitely something you should look at using now to spray, right? One bottle will actually cover 10,000 square feet. And you reapply every 3 to 4 weeks unless there's a heavy rain. Seems like some of the rain we've been having lately has been so heavy at times that anything you use, you're going to have to reapply, in essence. But just keep it in mind that if it's a really heavy rain, you do have to reapply. And this is something that takes about 12 hours to dry and be ready from the rain, but not much time to re-enter the area, right? Usually, we just recommend waiting about 10 minutes before you go into an area after you spray. Just as a precaution, let it kind of just sit where it needs to be. But other than that, you can go in it without an issue. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take that break. We will be back in a few.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.